For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Figgy, let's hit it big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reginald Adatula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yes, indeed. Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. You got Figgy Fig. You got me, Reginald Adatula. And we are rolling on a Thursday afternoon. Thursday morning-ish.
Morning.
I don't know what
time brunch.
It is. Whatever time it is, you're hanging out with us. We're hanging out with you, and we appreciate you doing that. Number to get involved, 713-572-4610. You can also catch us on YouTube. 105. Or sorry. See? I owe y'all some money. I owe y'all some money, don't I? On YouTube, that's Sports Radio. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That'll be
put it in the jar.
Yeah. And we'll put it in the jar. Do we have a jar?
We need a jar.
We should get one.
We need a jar.
And then also on twitch.tv/610Houston. But we talked a little bit in the previous segment about, you know, this Rams practice. Which there's a lot of things happening. We'll give you a little
things are happening.
Including apparently Dameon Pierce had a big run as well.
How about that, Wilson?
But some other fun things happened.
Take that, Lopez.
What do you mean, Lopez?
Yeah.
Like, I'm the only one.
You said he couldn't do it. I heard. But then also, you know, things like the young men in the defensive backfield, Amari Lasseter getting his hand on a football, and then Caleb Bullock bringing it down, right? Like those types of things. So a lot of fun things happening at camp. We'll try and give you some more updates on that. But I did want to go back a day because I think we got some insights from yesterday's camp, that are worth kind of digging into in some ways. And I want to start here because, again, we personally have made a lot about the fullback situation, the way that it seems kind of be up and down. Bruce Brooks was doing a little bit of fullback work yesterday, and I'm interested in what you kind of look at that. And that's kind of what, like, maybe the borderline ones and twos yesterday.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of odd, isn't it?
It is, but it makes sense to me because, like, if you're trying to find room over here, you know, in your storage unit, you got to take something out, you know, to put that in. So if you're going to put in another receiver, if you're going to put in another running back, maybe you got to take a tight, whatever you got to take, you know, you got to make some room somewhere, and making that room is, I think, the fullback position. And we've seen it, man. Like, it's hard to predict how the roster is going to shake out because we don't know exactly what they're thinking.
Right.
And a lot of times what they're saying isn't altogether everything they're thinking. So I could easily see almost no fullback, other than maybe a Dare Ogunbowale who can kind of swing there a little bit, you know. Say goodbye to Troy Hairston, Andrew Beck. I could see that. I'm not predicting it. I could see that happening. And the reason I see that happening is, first of all, Cade Stover with the first team on Saturday. And I need to text somebody over there and see who's been running fullback with the first team
today
in the joint practices. I'll do that in the next break. But Cade Stover ran fullback. Motion into fullback position on Saturday. Same thing with, Brevin Jordan has done that in the past. Ogunbowale played fullback a little bit. And I think British Brooks has earned the right. He earned it on Saturday. 2 touchdowns, nice big run, you know, for the second one to, okay, let's see what he can do here. He's a compact dude, but when you see him out up close and personal, this is going to be an old guy reference, but a lot of people know him. he's got those Robert Newhouse thighs.
Okay.
Like, he's got those big...
I'm just going to pretend I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, he played for the Cowboys back in the day.
Oh, word? Okay, I got you. Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, you've never heard of him. He's a big, big dude. I think that maybe they're going to... You know, he's earned the right to maybe run a little fullback, because I got to find space somewhere.
Yeah, and I do wonder, and it's fun to have a fullback conversation like this in the year of our Lord 2024, right? What a time to be alive. Yeah. However, I do wonder, is this possibly a thing where they're just looking for who maybe can we have to stem the tide until Beck gets back?
This is true,
he could start on injured reserve and just when he's ready, because they know him, he knows them.
Yeah.
And there's a level of comfort, especially seeing as I don't know that they found something that is definitive and that they feel like is absolute in taking over the position that had previously been there. All right. We talked fullback. Now let's get to the thing that's been like the big one, right? The one that has been huge is, and this caught your ear because we played it when we made sure to hear what D'Amico Rines was saying after practice yesterday. In fact, let's hear it from D'Amico's mouth as he was talking about Dameon Pierce. I believe Seth asked him like specifically what hurdles Dameon Pierce still has to get over for camp.
Yeah, Dameon, we got to get him some ops in the game, you know, just get him some more ops running the football. But Damian's done a great job out here at practice. I don't think everybody's seen that in the game because, you know, when he had his opportunities, we got guys unblocked in the hole, so he doesn't have a chance to really get started. So, you know, we just have to give him more opportunities, but we have to block it better up front so he does have opportunities to make some plays in a running game.
Yeah, there is a 0% chance that D'Amico Rines, you know, doesn't think that that Dameon Pierce has got to pick it up. He is the, you know, he's one of those coaches that let's see what you do. Let's see what you do in a game. And he's talked about it. He's talked about it this camp. Like, it's one thing to be out here and playing well. He talked about, remember, it was John Metchie, I believe. You know, he's looked really, really good in practice. He's done some great things. Let's see what he can do in a game. Then he didn't do anything in the first preseason game. The second preseason game. And then this past Saturday, he did. So John Metchie is an example of what D'Amico Rines likes to see. Dameon Pierce, you have not seen that. Now, maybe today is going to go a long way, because today is basically like a preseason game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially a preseason game where you can manufacture the situations that you wish to see when you want to see them. And here's the thing about that, though, right? D'Amico Rines in there talking about how you maybe aren't seeing it in games, but we're seeing it in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Wilson is pointing to the idea that today, Dameon Pierce had a big run. And if you give me cut 22 here, Titus Howard also singing those same kind of notes yesterday about Dameon Pierce.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he ain't got that many reps. And he didn't get that many reps with the starters, too. So, I mean, you got to put that into play. So, we didn't really run the ball that much last game. We was a lot of pass plays. So, and he's been putting work in practice. So, you know, a lot of people not seeing that. So they only can see what they see, you know, when we go out on the game. So, I mean, it can't really, like, judge him off that. It's a small sample size and stuff that he's done and the work he put in. So, he's going to be just fine.
It's hard to say. I mean, he's in the huddle with him. But he's also a teammate that may be more willing to have his back a little bit,
especially when
protect him a little bit.
You hear the way that the head man is handling it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna throw him under the bus.
Everybody talks about loving Dameon.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. But Cody Stoops, I think, made a very interesting point. He said that, or he pointed to this last year for the Bengals. You know, the non-Mixon running backs, right? Obviously, Joe Mixon, primary guy.
Yeah.
The non-Mixon running backs combined for 59 carries on the year. 44 for one, 15 for the other.
Mm-hmm.
If Joe Mixon is healthy, it probably renders a lot of this conversation.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
kind of move.
Yeah, I always thought about that because we making a big deal about the second running back, man.
Yeah.
And now in general, I was thinking like, how much is he gonna play? Like, we look at Mixon as the workhorse guy, and if he's the true workhorse, it might not even matter what Pierce does unless Mixon get hurt.
Yeah, I've been talking about that pretty much all camp, and since they acquired Joe Mixon. People don't look at him this way for some unknown reason, because if you look at the numbers, you know it's true. He's a workhorse.
Yeah.
Like, he can take every down. The only question I would have is, I don't know if Bobby Slowick wants that role for him here. You know, I'm not sure. I think Bobby Slowick likes to bring in, whether it's Cam Akers or Damian Pierce or whomever, and mix it up for whatever reason. But if you look at Joe Mixon, there is nothing that he needs to be taken off the field for. He can block. He can pass block. He can run the ball, obviously, and he can sure as hell catch the ball.
Absolutely, as we've already seen.
Yeah,
today.
So he does everything.
Yeah, and so I do. Obviously, you want to put together the best roster. You want to make sure if Damian Pierce is on your roster, he's doing the job at a level that is sufficient and fits the billing of what is expected of a Texans player. But that was an interesting note to kind of bring it back into context. Some other things from practice yesterday. Apparently, Xavier Hutchinson is doing really good things, as we talk about that that wide receiver room and who might make it and who might not. He's doing good things, including also when we talk about wide receivers. Mechie, we were talking about him earlier. Mechie playing a lot more special teams in practice. And as you know, when you're not a starting wide receiver,
that's a sign.
You probably need to play some special teams. Yeah. So yeah, that does feel like a sign where you pair it with Saturday, him having a great game. Then now you see in practice this week that it seems like they're finding more places for him to get involved in special teams.
Yeah.
I feel like you might be putting away another guaranteed check mark when you talk about building your wide receiver.
It's not a done deal, but British Brooks getting those reps at fullback is a sign. John Mechie getting more reps in special teams is a sign. That doesn't mean that's what they're going to do, but you can see him working. You can see him thinking. Like, you know, again, going back to finding that extra roster spot. And then there's the thing with the wide receivers. Xavier Hutchinson, really good game in the Hall of Fame game. Like, really good game for what it's worth. But again, he was working with the backup quarterback and backups all over there. He's made some good plays all year long. And I think I said this Monday. Like, if you're buying stock, and I hate this term, but I think it's appropriate here. If you're buying stock in backup receivers, give me the high upside over the Noah Browns and the Robert Woods. You know, even the Ben Skoranek. You know their ceiling. You know how good they can be.
Right.
You don't know how good John Mechie could be, and maybe it'll be maybe he'll be a failure. But you really don't know how good John Mechie can be. You absolutely don't know how good Xavier Hutchinson could be.
As evidenced by Aaron Wilson 5 minutes ago. Text verbatim, or the tweet rather verbatim. Outstanding diving catch by Xavier Hutchinson in the corner of the end zone. No touchdown officials ruled him out of bounds. But again, making plays, even if like didn't finish it out completely, like still around the ball doing incredible things. So all that's cool. Real quick, I wanted to get into this as well. 832. Someone asked, how do the DBs look in case Lassiter struggles?
Whew.
And, all right, I hear you on the DB question, right? How does C.J. Henderson look? How do some of these other folks look? But I do want to go back to the in case Lassiter struggles, because I know that Kamari Lassiter, one of the big questions people had is like, ooh, I see a 4-6 for a dude playing out on the perimeter.
You're talking to one.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
After the draft,
not a lot of speed, and you need to make sure that you can keep up with these guys. The heady play is great, but if you're getting torched, it do not matter, right? One of the things that it sounds like from practice yesterday is, A, that track speed or that, that 40-yard dash speed might not be on the level that you expect. The football speed is there.
Yes.
And again, I will go to various notes from the practice field today as the Rams are engaged in a joint practice with your Texans. Cody Stutes lets us know, Kamari Lassiter against Cooper Kupp has been excellent to watch. Some good reps from both sides. And Cooper Kupp is a dude that is highly regarded around the league. Kamari Lassiter, as a rookie, is getting out there and competing.
And they had an interception. The two rookies had a combined interception today.
They sure did. Kamari Lassiter getting his hands, tipping the football, rather, and that ultimately found its way to Kalen Bullock, who both of those guys slated, at least in our minds, to start on this defense. So it seems like, at least on the front end of that, when you talk about the cornerbacks, Kamari Lassiter struggling. I don't know how much I'm concerned about that. He's a rookie. There's going to be rookie patches, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much I'm worried about that. But if he does, right, if the if of this situation, mm-hmm. I don't know, man. That's a great question, right, on who, because, I mean, Desmond King, what has he been in, up to?
Look, it's a vexing thing. They cut him last year. They released him, whatever, brought him back. He was effective. Now they got Jalen Petrie in there. I don't know. Desmond King's going to be, he's definitely going to keep an eye on his cell phone. Hey, can you come see me? I don't know. I don't want to.
So yeah, just some of the things. Oh, in addition, right? Mm-hmm. And we already knew Davis Mills was going to be the backup quarterback. Nick Caserio said it flat out before the game on Saturday. Apparently, Davis Mills was lighting it up at practice yesterday.
All right. A
couple of 50-yard bombs.
All right.
So just
sound like Davis Mills.
Yeah, sounds like Davis Mills is going to exist completely as good backup quarterback or solid backup quarterback, which cool, man. Like that might give you the situation, the comfort to just be like, it's CJ and Davis, and you don't have to worry about a third necessarily, maybe.
Yeah, because you can use a quarterback now with the new rules, you know, bring them up as the emergency.
For sure. So, yeah, some of the notes from yesterday's practice mixed in with some things that we're seeing from practice, the joint practice today. We'll get you some more updates on what's happening, including I think we'll hear from D'Amico Ryans after practice later on in the program. But coming up next, in the loop, it's time for the question of the day where – look, we all want to win a Super Bowl. We want these Texans to win a Super Bowl. But who or what in your life would you be willing to sacrifice in order to get to that Super Bowl? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. We'll talk about it next.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.